big soul.
Tonsillitis. That's a disease, diphtheria. Yeah.
And what about the disease that makes your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Malaria? Yellow jaundice.
And what about if you have to have your appendix taken out? It's because you have a bad case of
appendicitis.
And if you were sick, right here you'd say you were sick.
Stomach? Sick at the stomach?
And you might
vomit.
Is there another way of saying vomit?
Throw up.
Well, which is the crude term? Which is more polite? Which you'd like to hear? Or
vomit. I'd rather say that. Which I'd like to hear is vomit.
And if your neighbor over there had been waiting for some news, and you were too, you might say, she hadn't gotten the news 2 minutes before she came over here
and told me.
And what would you say if somebody was leaving the was calling you on the phone and saying that they wanted to come over here and visit you? You'd say, well, to tell them, you know, they're welcome, you'd say.
No, yes. I would say, well, I'd be pleased to have you. Oh, come on.
Would you ever say, I'll be...
I'll be waiting. I'll be here. I'll be glad to have you. Yeah.
Would you ever use proud there? Proud to see you?
Yeah, I'd be proud to see you.
Would you ever say that?
Yes, depending upon who it was.
Might not
want to
see him. Well, what do you call it if a boy spends a good deal of time with a girl?
A courtship.
So you said they are?
They're courting, or they're engaged.
Did you ever hear any older terms or for that? Courting?
Going together, courting, and...
is there any difference like in going together and courting, or engaged? I mean, are there different degrees of seriousness?
Mm-hmm.
Which is which?
If you're just going places together, that's just a casual relationship. And if you are courting, the young man usually gets permission from the parents to court the lady or go study with, and he's responsible for her. And then if he wants to marry her, then he asks for permission to marry, and then they become engaged.
Well, until then, he would be her...
Her boyfriend, or...
And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
Would you ever hear any other terms or older terms there?
Beau. You say, that's my beau. And that's, you used to call the boys, that's my beau.
What would they call
old people. Oh, some used to say, that's my sweetheart, or, let's see, what else?
Well, if the boy came home and had lipstick on his collar, you'd say he'd been...
Been kissing the girl.
Any old-fashioned terms there, you ever hear? Or other words?
Nothing.
And if a girl said, you can't come over here to see me anymore, to her boyfriend, then she would do what? You'd say that she did what to the boy?
She quit him or...
And what if he did it?
Well, he quit her or he, another would.
What if they were engaged and she decided not to be engaged anymore? You'd say she did what?
She broke the engagement.
And what if he did it? Would you say the same thing?